V'alkeinen, therefore, afalpi shebalaylo ein mishpat, even though the basic halacha is that at nighttime the Jewish courts do not meet, afalpi kein onu ma'orin balaylo koyach hamishpat shel hayoyim. During the nighttime, we have the power to activate and to draw on the mishpat that was done by day. Ki gmar din nase balayla. Because completing a trial, finishing a trial, that can be done at nighttime. That the judges announce the verdict, the announcing of the verdict, that kind of stuff can be done at night. Vegam ha'odom yochay lishpoit es atzmoy b'choleis. And we know, in addition, if a person chooses to judge himself, you're right, I can't take you to court at night. If I want to take another Jew to court at night, the Jew can say, no, there's no mishpat at night. But I certainly can take myself to court at night. I can judge myself at night. Ki ha'odom neged atzmoy bevadai hava kekiblu alayu. Because as we said before, if both litigants agreed to be judged at night, then they're allowed. So again, if I'm willing to judge myself at night, there's no problem with that. That everybody knows there's no problem. That's perfectly okay. That's conforming with the halacha. V'alkein misvadin atzmon koydem ashena b'chol haviduyim. And this is why one of the most important times of confession in the life of a Jew is at night, right before he's going to sleep. We say all kinds of vidui, oshamnu, and we say other vidui, kimuva beraya mehemna, as is brought in the section of the Zohar HaKadosh that's called Raya Mehemna, Roya Ne'eman, where Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking there. Shetzorech lehizvadois bechol haviduyim koydem ashena, that a Jew is required to say all kinds of vidui before going to sleep. Umekablen alatzmon arba misois bezn. And we actually say that we accept upon ourselves skila, sreifa, herig, and chenik. That if I did any sin, chas v'shalom, that warrants, that deserves skila, I hereby accept skila upon myself. If I did any sin, there's a special paragraph. Those that say the proper kriya shmalamita from the Arizal, or those sidurim that have it properly, they have this paragraph in it. After the Shema, after many other things, there's a whole special vidui, we say Oshamno Bagatnu, and there's this special paragraph where we say that if I was poigim in the Yud of Yud Kei Vav Kei, or in the Aleph Ala Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, which correspond to Skila, then I hereby accept myself. If I was poigim in the Hey, in the second letter, or the second letter of Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, which corresponds to Sreifa, you know, the Chulun. Kedei lo'oirer koyach ha'mishpot shel hayoyim, because we're trying to activate, to turn on the power of mishpot that was there during the day. V'chol zeh kedei limsor kol ha'koyach hazeh liyad b'chinas ha'malchus. And what's our real goal here? What's our real objective? That we're going to turn over, we're going to turn on the mishpot, and then we're going to give it over right away to the malchus. B'chinas kiseh, which is represented by the kiseh of Hashem. Kedei shetucha leireid, so that the malchus, the shechina, will be able to go downstairs into the place of the klipos, velalois meimki haklipos, go down and come back up from the depths of the klipos. Ki balaylo ikar habiru al yebchinas hamalchus shebchinas shem, because as we said before, during the nighttime, the main biru is being accomplished through the malchus, through the shem, through that samach. Ki yod v'shem hanal. Because as we mentioned earlier, Rabbeinu Zal in that turn of Kutimran makes reference to the pasuk that we just read 2 days ago on Tisha B'Av at Mincha time in the Haftorah. We read that special Haftorah, Dirshu Hashem Behimotzoi, and there we mention Yod V'nosat Yad V'Shem Toiv, Yod V'Shem, which the Zohar Kodesh says refers to Igula V'Ribua, the circle and the square, Heim Bechinas Yoim V'Laila. Rav Nosson Zal says these two, the Yad and the Shem, the circle and the square, also correspond to day and night. Yad, Shu b'chinas Chochma b'chinas Mishpot, the Yad, which represents Chochma and Mishpot, Hu b'chinas Oyer Yoim Kanal, that corresponds to the day. V'Shem, Whereas the name, which refers to Malchus, Baruch Shem Kevoid Malchusoy, Shubchinas Nefesh, which is synonymous with the Nefesh, Nefesh is also Malchus, Hu Bechinas Laila, that corresponds to nighttime. Bechinas Nafshi Ivi Sicho Balaila, my soul yearns to you, desires you at night. The Nefesh is associated with Laila. Nefesh is Malchus. Ki hatzadik mevarer birurim v'oise geirim balei tshuva al yidei shnei bechinoi sanal. Because the tzaddik is also involved in this process, right, of sorting out sparks of Kedusha and rescuing, taking them out of the Sitra Achra, bringing them into the Kedusha in the form of balei tshuva and geirim. Shehem bechinas yad v'shem. He is also oisek in this process. Ki kamo nefosho is boin elov umizdak. So Rav Nosal says now, the tzaddik is also involved in this using two different methods. A method of day and a method of night. A method of yad and a method of shem. Watch how he explains this now. Ki kamo nefosho is boin elov umizdakin boi rak machmas shmoy levad. Because there are many, many Jews who come to the tzaddik because of his name. They heard of his name. They heard that he's a tzaddik and they come. It's amazing, hashgacha. Yesterday I had the schus of being at the Kosel, at the Kotel Maravi during the afternoon. And I went there with a certain one of the leaders of Breslov. And we were riding, he happened to be in a wheelchair. And as we were leaving the Kosel, a man who looked completely, totally irreligious, I'm almost sure he wasn't even wearing a head covering, comes running over to me. Zerav Kanievsky? He knows he's heard of a rabbi. He's heard and seen pictures. Rav Kanievsky should be healthy and well. His pictures in the papers and in these notices they give out every day to raise money for tzedakah. So even non-religious Jews have seen that picture of a very older looking Jew with a white beard, etc. And he came rushing over because, again, he's heard that there's a Rav Kanievsky. He's heard that he's a big rabbi, etc. And if it's him, obviously he'd want to run over to make a connection, to ask for a bracha or something like that. So Rav Nosanzal says here, there are those who come over simply because of his name. They've heard the name, they've heard of his name, that he has a name. V'yachar kach kisheboin eilov, then once they come to him, hu malamedoi sam chochmosoi, the tzaddik shares his chochma with these people, u mechalkel dvorov b'mishpot, and he supports his words with mishpat. He weighs his words very carefully. He uses tremendous judgment what to say, what not to say, how to be makar of them in a gentle way. Each person according to their level. Each person according to what they can handle. And the tzaddik nourishes his words with mishpat through each and every single one of these individuals. Ubechinas Hashem, Hu bechinas sheino, histalkus hadas. And we mentioned earlier that the name, which is synonymous with malchus, is synonymous with nighttime, sleep, the time of sleep. Dahainu she'ein oisek leda'oz ledaber imoem lalamdom mishpot la'achnes bem daitoi, meaning that the tzaddik is not really involved with these people to teach them mishpot and to inject his das into them, rak she'shmoy levad, but rather it's just his name that travels and spreads throughout the world. And through that alone, they make a connection with him. So let's see this again for a moment. Rav Nosal said here that tzaddik does it through two. He does it through shnei bechinos, yad and shem. There are many nefesh that come to him and we come attached to him, rach machmas shmoi. And afterwards, when they come to him, he teaches them chokhma and mishal and lecha. B'chinas Hashem, b'chinas Shein, istalas Hashem. Exactly. So far, he's still working on the shame, on the people who came to the tzaddik via his name. V'hine balaylo oz ikar habira b'chinas Shein. And as we mentioned earlier, during the nighttime, the main birur that's taking place is taking place via the malchus, via the shem. B'chinas malchus kanal. V'oz moisran hamishpot la'shem yizborach. And then the Jewish courts are not in session, usually, but rather the Mishpat is given over to Hashem. We human beings are not strong enough to carry on the Mishpat at nighttime, to engage the Sidra Achra head on during the night when they are most powerful. So we give over the Mishpat to Hashem. Ki oz nisoyerin kol gardine nimusim, because then all the forces of the Sidra Achra come up. Ve'ein yoyden eich l'noigimoem, and we don't know how to deal with them. We're not qualified to deal with them. Ki yesh ra she'ein mo'iloi ha'mishpot la'achnia, kemavur ba'maimon al b'soifoi. Because as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there at the end of that Torah in the Kutimran, there is a ra which is so powerful that our mishpot is not strong enough to defeat it and to subdue it. Oz Hamishpat Valkane Moisra knows Hamishpat Lashem Yisborach. That's why we make it perfectly clear that we're stepping aside and we're giving over the Mishpat to the top, to Hashem himself. Bibchinas Biyotcho Afkid Ruchi. Hashem, we're giving over our Ruach, this Ruach of Mishpat. We're giving it over into your hands, Hashem. Shashem Yisborach Biatzmo Yasabo Mishpot, that Hashem himself should conduct the Mishpot. Vashem Yisborach Mamshichos Biatzmo Koyach HaMishpot L'Bechinas Malchus, B'chinas Shem, and Hashem himself draws that power of Mishpot into the Malchus, into the Shem, Kedei Lehatzilo Mehaklipois Misitra Demoisa, in order to protect the Malchus from being harmed by the Klipois, from the Malach HaMavos, from the Bechina Shena, during that time of sleep, during the night time. Shehi Echod Mishishim B'Misa, which the Gemara says, sleep is 1/60th of death. Rav Nosson says, look at the number, look at that magic number, Echod Mishishim, 1/60th. Remember, Shishim Heima Malachos. V'alkein Mo'irin Koidom HaShena, Hashishim Giboirim Kulam Achuzei Cherev. And this is why, again, one of the most important sentences that we say before going to sleep is where we say, Hine mitosei shelishloimoi, shishim giboirim sovivlo, mi giboire Israel, kulam achuzei cherev, malum de milchoma, ish charboi al yerechoi, mi pachad baleilois. That the bed of Shloim HaMelech was surrounded by shishim giboirim, 60 powerful ones, all holding their swords in their hands, all very professional warriors, mipachad balelois, out of the fear, because of the fear of nighttime. Vegam, and in addition, oimrim shishim oisir shel birchas koyanim. One of the most important parts of the Kriya Shema Lamita is the birchas koyanim. We say the words, yevorechecho Hashem v'yishmorecho, yoer Hashem ponov eilecho v'choneko, yis Hashem ono, which has exactly 60 letters. Kedei lishmur ulahatzeles bechinas hamalchus. This is all to put a shmira, a protection, on the malchus, shishim heima malachos. Shehi bechinas shame, the malchus, which is the name. Shehu bechinas igula, which is that eagle. Bechinas samach, kemavur shama maimaranal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains very, very well over there in Torah Nuntes. Kedei lahatzil es bechinas hasamach, bechinas shishim heima malachos, mehashena shehi echad mishishim b'misa. Because we're trying to protect the malchus, which is 60, from the sleep, which is 1/60th of death. V'zeh shoymrim koydom hashena, and this is why we also say there in Kriya Shema Lamita, roymemo iskel begroinam, we praise Hashem with our throats, the cherev pifiois biyodom, and we carry the double-edged sword in our hands. Las, for what purpose? Lasois nekoma bagoyim, to take revenge against the goyim. Toichechois balumim, we're going to reprimand those other nations. Lasois bohem mishpat kosuv, hotu lo chasit. Last one is kosuv. Ki oz koydom hashena mo'oyren koyach hamishpat. Because then, right before we're going to sleep, we're turning on that mishpat, that koyach of mishpat that was prevalent during the day, kedei lemosroi lebechinas malchus, in order to turn it over to Hashem. We're turning it over to Hashem, and Hashem's going to pass it on to the malchus, bechinas shem, shehi bechinas cherev pifiois. The malchus is also called in the Sforim cherev pifiois, bechinas cherev noikemes, Bechinas Cherev HaMishpotanal. These are all terms that are used throughout the Zohar HaKadosh to refer to the Shechina, the Malchus, the Koyach HaDin, Dina de Malchus HaDina.